Welcome back. There it is. Beamer in for Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, not the easiest conversation to have, but I think it's necessary. I'm glad we're having it here on the air, maybe giving the tips to those that are going to have to approach this in the not-so-distant future. Talking about taking the keys away from an elderly loved one. Not easy for anyone. I want to hear your experience. What drove you to do this? What was the final factor that you knew you had to, for their safety, take the keys away? And tell us what the best approach. You know, we're hearing that, you know, it's not just one conversation and the keys are gone, right? It's something that you have to kind of work your way to. 803-0930-star-930. Also, maybe you are someone who just came to the realization that, hey, for my own family, so they don't have to go through this, and for my safety, maybe it's time to give up the keys to the car. Not easy on either side of the situation. 803-0930-star-930. Bill in Williamsville has been very patient. Bill, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Yeah, I'd like to share my experience of taking the keys away from my father. My father was about 80 years old, and he was still working, and I had the conversation with him, and it just went nowhere. He refused. Okay, I figured I'd sit and watch him, and, well, a few weeks later, people started coming up to me saying that, you know, your dad nearly sideswiped me or hit me in the parking lot. Or I had another person saying, you know, your dad drinks an awful lot. So I decided at that time that I'm going to drive with my father. And I did. And going down Maple Road, we're driving right down the middle of the road, which scared the bejesus out of me. And then I followed him. And it was useless all over the road. So I tried to have the conversation again with him, and frankly, he refused. Now, I'm named after my father, and my son is named after me. And my wife said, Bill, would you really like to see in the paper that your dad killed somebody drinking and driving? And I was like, I don't want that. I don't want that for my son. So eventually what I did do is I wrote to the New York State DMV and asked them to test him. And within a week, they did. And I figured, you know what, at this time, if he passes the test, he's fine. But he ended up failing, and his license was taken away from him. So at that point, the car now sat, and I took the keys away from him. That's my story.
Bill, let me ask, did he have any reaction toward you for requesting the test?
Eventually, he did have that, and he was not very happy. But his friends came up to me and thanked me afterwards because they didn't like driving with him either. So I bared that grunt. I lived with that, and it was fine by me.
Well, and you know, you probably saved him and those on the road sharing the road with them. So, not the easiest thing to do, but you did the right thing, Bill, and I appreciate you sharing the story.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bill in Williamsville, opening a line for you at 803-0930. Talking about taking the keys away from a loved one, not easy. Not easy, and what was that conversation like? And maybe you were on the other end of that conversation, and you admitted, you know, hey, it's time. I agree to give these keys up, and for my safety and those, and also to save my family from having to have this conversation. You know, I mean, again, it's not easy for anyone on either side. Let's go to our friend Bill in Eden. Bill, good afternoon.
Hey, Joe, I liked your question, what drove you to do this? And usually the answer is the way that the person is driving. So it was about 19 years ago, and my dad had just died. My mom was about 73 at the time, and she was still okay to drive. You know, she'd get in her car, and she'd go to the pharmacy, she'd go to the hairdresser, she'd go to the supermarket, and everything was okay. She had this car that one of her friends had given her, and she actually had the presence of mind, because I still have this somewhere on voicemail or recorded somewhere. She called me afterwards, where she was coming into like the one town and the brakes failed, but she had enough at 70 some years old of presence of mind that she was able to go onto the shoulder and was able to manage to stop. So she was okay with that. But eventually, as time went by, I noticed some different things, like, you know, maybe one time she was, you know, backing out of, she had like a barn, and she hit the side of the barn with the car. It's like, okay, well, whatever. And one time she was coming back from the post office, and someone, she said, had like hit the front of her car. In retrospect, I'm thinking like maybe she didn't see the person coming. And of course, when you're driving, and you're, whether you're young or old, you probably have to, the way that your frame is for your window, when you're stopping, you have to really sometimes like move yourself forwards and back to see that they're not like a car that's in that spot so you don't miss it. So that was all right. So we're kind of like, you know, just being careful of stuff. But the one time I asked her to follow me, or I was going to get gasoline in both cars, my car and her car. So I said, just follow me down and we'll get gas. I'll pump the gas in your car. So she said, fine. So there's this place before the gas station where you had to turn right. So I made my right turn, and I'm watching in the rearview mirror for her, and she turns really wide, like into the oncoming lane, but fortunately nothing was coming, but I'm thinking, well, that's pretty not really good. And we got to the gas station, and the gas thing was on the one side, and she was on the other. I said, why don't you just turn around, because I'll pump it in your car on the other side. So she starts to move to turn it, and she's almost going to, like, back into the cement thing on the gas pump. So I had to, like, yell and say, no, no, stop, I'll do it myself. So I started wondering about it after that point, and eventually I started, you know, taking her places to her doctor appointments and things, and she told me at one point we were coming back, and we were looking at, like, you know, the telephone poles and the oncoming cars, and she said, you know, those poles look like they're kind of crooked, and the grills of the car look like that. I found out later on that she was getting the beginnings of macular degeneration, so it got to the point where she really wasn't the safest driver anymore. So, and besides, her car, at that point, it was like several years old. It needed a new subframe. I said, Mom, I'll take care of it. I'll take you, whatever. And it was great because I really treasure those moments where I was able to, you know, be with my mom and take her places. And I still remember driving when I go past something. It's like, yeah, I remember being here with Mom. But and it got to the point where, you know, she just, you know, let me have the car. And when it came to the point where her driver's license was up for renewal, where you had to go in for the eye test, I said, you're probably not going to pass this, because I remember being at an eye exam at the eye doctor, and the poor thing couldn't even read, like, the second or the third row in the chart because of the macular degeneration. So she just got, instead of a driver license, she got, like, I guess DMV gives you, like, an ID. But that's how it was. And, like, I was really, you know, like the other lady was saying, you know, you're really happy to take your mom or your dad anywhere and drive them around. But that's the story.
All right, Bill, I appreciate you sharing that, and it seems like, you know, it wasn't as difficult for you. It was more difficult watching her struggle driving than it was having to take those keys away.
Yeah, and it's like that old joke that people say. It's like, I want to die peacefully in my sleep like my grandfather, and not kicking and screaming like the other four people in the car. Just a joke.
Bill, thank you, Bill and Eden. Opening a line for you at 803-0930. Let's go. See who's been on hold the longest here. It will be Walter in Lewiston. Walter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. The way this conversation is going, it's oriented towards age. And I don't believe age it's a factor, but I don't believe it's a determining factor. I think it's bad driving habits. People pick up over driving. You're 33, I believe, and you are not picking up bad habits. But as you get older, you pick up bad habits because of driving habits. Now, with that being said, I think a driving test should be done every time you get your driving license renewed, or every 5 years by the state, regardless of your age. Because in my past, I have been a school bus driver. We had to take a test every year before we went on taking our runs. It wasn't to pull your license. It was to pick out your bad habits that you picked up. Regardless of your age, some people are driving bus at a school bus driver 70, 75, some were 20, 25, depending on, it varied. But everybody had to take the test and pointed out, they were pointed out their bad habits they picked up over time. I think that should be done to the general public every time you get your driver's license renewed. And you said yourself, I believe, the other day that people have habits. One, I think it was you, that mentioned that people don't take the snow off the roof, and when you drive behind them, the snow flies off.
It's very true.
And that's what I'm saying. People should know that what they're doing. And if they're not aware of it, you're going to be driving behind more snow coming up in the next couple of days anyhow. But that's what I'm saying. I think everybody should take a driving test regardless of age.
You know, Walter, I don't think that's that awful of an idea. When you have to go in to renew it anyway, why not just, you know, touch up? And it might actually be helpful for some people. Just touch up your knowledge of the road.
Just touch up your knowledge. Not to pull your license. They will tell you, say, you have 1 month to go to driving school and pick it up and then take another test. If you pass the second test, they're not there to pull your license. They're just there to remind you that you picked up bad habits. It may not happen. You might not have bad habits.
Yeah.
But you have to have someone there who's official to tell you how you're driving. It'll take the responsibility away from your son or your daughter telling you, I have to pull your license, Dad.
Walter, I appreciate the call, man. Walter in Lewiston, open a line for you at 803-0930. Someone texted in, Joe, this topic is awful and depressing. Obviously, you have not had to do this. I admitted at the beginning of this topic when we started at 3:30 that no, it's not something I've had to do, but it's something that I've heard numerous stories about. I have seen things on social media, people telling their story, saying I'm dreading doing this, and I've heard people that they waited too long and something horrible happened. And I think I'm doing this not to do any more than give advice to those that are going to have to do this in the future, right? What worked for you? What didn't work for you? I think this is more of a helpful show. I think this is more helping the listeners out there than trying to make an awful and depressing. I apologize that the texter thinks that. But that's not what I'm trying to do at all. No, I have not had to do this. I'm very thankful I have not had to do this. But I think hearing other people's stories will help those in the future. 803-0930, star 930, Beamer in for Bowerly, talking about having to take the keys away from a loved one. Let's go to Dean on a cell phone. Dean, good afternoon.
Hey, Beamer, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Dean.
So awful and depressing is a very good way to describe this process. Unfortunately, it's the fact of life and has to be dealt with. As I mentioned to the screener, I'm a local town judge. And as a town judge, I have the ability to take someone's license if I feel that and have some evidence that they're not capable of operating a motor vehicle safely. Often, it's a traffic violation. It could be a small accident, a fender bender. Changing lane, going off the road. And then the driver comes in. I can't tell you how many times the family is behind him or her and giving me the signal like, they shouldn't be driving, asking me to be the bad guy. I don't mind doing that. Of course, the procedure is to send the individual for that driving assessment. And that's free. And if the assessment comes back questionable or that the individual is probably not capable, I take the license away and I take the onus off the family. Now, unfortunately, they have to have a vehicle and traffic violation, and hopefully it's nothing too serious before they get to see a judge. But that's one, I guess, less painful way of handling it, because then the family can say, hey, it wasn't us, Pop. It wasn't me, Mom. It was that rotten guy in the robe. He did it.
Yeah, it's but you don't want to see it go to a point where they have to call in the judge, right? Because like you said, Dina, you'd have to have some kind of traffic violation. You know, you don't want to take it to that point when you know you could have maybe spoken up sooner.
Absolutely. And that driving assessment is available for anybody, and there's no charge for that. And the Department of Motor Vehicles, if the driver fails that assessment, their license will be revoked.
And it's easy as calling a DMV to get that test?
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Dean, I appreciate the call, man. Town Justice Dean on a cell phone. Always good to talk. Opens up a line for you at 803-0930. Let's go to Sue in Lancaster. Sue, good afternoon.
This is a perfect follow-up call. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Sue.
I, my mom did exactly that. She had a traffic infraction. I went in front of the judge with her. The judge looked at me and said, do you feel safe with your mom driving? And I said, judge, she's standing right next to me. What a position to be put in. So I said, she's willing to be tested. So we went to ECMC. They put her through cognitive, physical, all these different tests. At the end, they said, no night driving, no throughway driving. So she didn't lose her total privilege, but she was limited in what she could do. What I found out afterwards, because it's the loss of independence for them, right? It's not the driving. It's the loss of independence, being right. able to just get up and go to the Dollar Tree. But she passed 4 years ago, but I came across an email that said that she had a doctor's appointment and she felt better when my dad drove her. So don't let them fool you. They're probably afraid to drive sometimes. It's the loss of independence that's the scariest, because that's the downward spiral.
It's the toughest thing to admit that you know the better option for you is to give up some of that independence. That's the tough thing to come to terms with.
Yep, but like your one caller, I would come to the house and I would put her in her car and drive her around. So the car got driven, and it's some of the best memories I have is driving her around. But thank you for having this topic. It is just a fantastic topic. Awkward, but someone listening is going to appreciate this down the road, even you.
All right, Sue, I really appreciate it. It's Sue in Lancaster opening the line for you, 803-0930, hearing your stories about that difficult discussion to take the keys away from an elderly loved one. Or, again, maybe you were on the other side of the conversation and you came to terms that it's safer for you to give up the keys and maybe save your family from that discussion. Hey, welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Glad to have you along here on this Tuesday talking about, you know, it's an awkward conversation, as Sue in Lancaster said. An awkward conversation, but definitely something that I think people need to hear. And it's something that most people are going to have to do. Most people are going to have that uncomfortable situation with a loved one when the time comes. And hey, I think discussing your issues, discussing what worked, discussing what got pushback, I think is very helpful and will help those in the future when this is something they're going to have to deal with. Or if you're on the other end of it, as I keep saying, maybe these stories, you realize how difficult it's going to be for a loved one. Maybe you take the first step and admit that maybe it's time. Again, not something easy to admit. As Sue said, it's giving up a freedom. That freedom of anytime you need to go somewhere, jumping in the car and going. And yes, it's easy for me to talk about it the way like I do. It's not something I've had to put up with yet. Like I said, my father, he's had to go through this. I know of other friends of mine that have had to go through this. And I'm 33, right? You know, I'm a few years away from myself having to go through something like this. But I do think that it is helpful to those in the community that one day we'll have to have this conversation. We'll have to make that choice. And again, it's something you don't want to wait too long to have. It's a really slippery slope, as someone said on Facebook. I like to keep using that. 803-0930, Larry in Buffalo. Larry, what's your situation?
Hello, Joe. Jim, I'm here, whatever. 6 years ago, my father was diagnosed at 80 years old with mild Alzheimer's or dementia, and he wouldn't let my father renew his license. Well, my father wouldn't accept that, and my mother took his keys and hid them. Well, one day, real early in the morning, he found them. He took off in the car. And I get a phone call from my mother, and I'm at work, saying that the Tonawanda police have my father at some little kiosk there at Colvin Boulevard in the 290. And I had to go out there and pick him up. And I get out there, and the Tonawanda policeman was the most nicest guy in the world. He told me that he pulled him over because he was going in circles 6, 7, 8, 9 times.
Mm.
So he pulled him out over and put him in that parking lot there, that little kiosk, whatever it is there. And I walked up to him, and he told me the whole story and everything else. And he made my father sit in the car and not move. But I give this Tonawanda policeman credit because he waited over an hour for me to show up to pick him up. And my father come out of the car. Well, he soiled himself, blah, blah, blah. And I proceeded to drive him home. But I was very impressed with the Tonawanda policeman, not to give him a citation, not to arrest him. You know, he knew the situation because his driver's license was expired. And my mother told him that, you know, blah, 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 that he couldn't get it renewed. And somehow he got a hold of the keys. And I thought that was very, very nice and considerate of the town of Tonawanda police.
No, that's Mike. It sounds like they handled it perfectly. And unfortunately, that was how you made the point to your father.
Well, after that, well, it didn't matter. He passed away 6 months later. But the thing of it was is that my father, he didn't have any comprehension of it at all. He thought it was normal what he did. But that's the status of people with dementia, is they do things and they don't realize they do them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it, you know, I lost a day's pay out of it, but hey, it was well worth it.
Well, Larry, I appreciate you calling in and sharing that story. I hope you have a good day.
You do the same, my friend.
Thank you. That's Larry in Buffalo sharing his experience. 803-0930, star 930, taking the keys away. Again, not easy for anyone. And as you heard from Larry, even sometimes after you take them away, unfortunately, those keys may be found. It's a difficult thing to do. And these stories, as painful as some of these stories may be to share, I think people are learning a lot of things. Again, especially those that sometime in the future are going to have to go through these steps. Let's go to Mike in West Seneca. Hey, Mike.
How you doing? Had a problem with my dad. It wasn't really a problem in his early 90s. He realized that he was having problems, probably talking with my mom, and got to the point where my mom drove all the time. And he almost made 96, and he was starting to get that dementia. But actually, my mom still drives. She does good. I had an uncle. So this is individual. I had an uncle that drove till he was 98, probably a 4-mile radius. His wife was in a nursing home for about 8 years already. So it was just to go out and have some food at a local cafe or visit his wife or go to church. And never a problem. He fell at home a couple times, told my dad, that's it, time to get rid of the car. I don't want to hurt anybody. But then again, like the one gentleman said, there should be a test for a lot of people. I got a neighbor that's been burned out on drugs and booze, and he's actually lost his license before and got it back. He should be tested, even when he's totally sober, which I'm not sure he ever is, either or, drugs or booze. He can't seem to drive. And some of the people I see on the road, and there should be a way to say, hey, can you test this person?
Yeah, I don't think the test should be a once-in-your-lifetime thing, Mike. And like you said, I don't think that's a certain age. I think periodically throughout life you should have to re-earn that license.
Well, that would be a good thing. But what about when nobody catches it except like me, a neighbor? See, this guy, he's backing onto the grass 5-6 feet from the driveway. You've got to
Oh, geez.
Me.
Yeah, I mean, that's a danger to anyone near him and himself.
Yeah, he's definitely burned out. And I know there's other people out like that. You know, we all got different problems. And it is a tough thing to take away the independence. Like I say, my mom still drives. She's in her 90s. And if something ever happened, she'd be the first one to say, I can't drive anymore. You know, not a problem.
Well, Mike in West Seneca, I appreciate the story. Opens up a line for you at 803-0930. Let's go to Anonymous on a cell phone. Anonymous, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. What's your story?
Well, just like to talk about my father. Last Thanksgiving in 2020, he was lost. And we didn't know what was happening for a couple hours, and then finally he was found in Pennsylvania. And we thought that he just got confused because he couldn't see. He needed cataract surgery. So we figured he would get it. He'd be fine. He continued driving. There was some cognitive decline, but he seemed okay driving. And nothing happened. He wasn't in an accident. It happened a second time. He was found near Syracuse, and he was in an accident. Luckily, he was fine. The other people were fine. The cars, not so much. But the police that took him or brought him home, they were wonderful. They said that cognitively, he wasn't there. And he shouldn't drive. Thankfully, he accepted that. He understands he can't drive. And we were lucky that everything was okay. So, you know, third time, it might not have been so good, but thankfully, he understood, and I didn't have to have that difficult conversation with him. But my mother still drives. She does hide the keys in case he might even forget that he can't drive. But I'm really glad you're having this story because I actually got a great idea from one of your callers to ride with the person to assess their driving, see how they're doing, and then maybe even call the DMV to have them tested. That's an excellent idea, and I will do that with my mom. While she's okay now, I'm going to have to do that at regular intervals just to protect her and everybody else. But another caller had a great idea about the testing. I am all for that. Regular intervals. And this would alleviate the burden of the family having that difficult conversation.
Yeah, because as we're hearing, it's a tough conversation to have. And I have to admit, I did not know that the DMV had that test offered that you can have. But, you know, I think anything just to make it easier for both parties involved, because as we're hearing, it's not the easiest conversation to have. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes getting into an accident, but I'm glad that no one was hurt in that accident. Sorry it came to that, but glad that no one was hurt, and that kind of opened his eyes that, you know, maybe it was time to put the keys away.
It did, and it was difficult for me to accept it. And of course, it's difficult for him. He was the one that taught everybody else how to drive. And losing that independence was very, well, he understood he couldn't drive. It was so hard for him. And seeing him deal with that is difficult for me as his daughter. Now I'm going to start getting upset. But I still have my father. And I want to still have my mom. So I'm going to have to monitor her driving, like that one caller suggested, which was excellent.
Absolutely. I thank you so much for the call and sharing your experience with us. Opens the line for you at 803-0930. Getting a lot of good suggestions and stuff that worked for you. I mean, this is the best way to get that information out there. And the best way to give someone a good idea is something that you have seen work, right? I mean, let's be honest. Rarely is it going to be easy. But if you can make it a little less stressful, because it's going to be stressful on both sides. This is a conversation you obviously have to prepare yourself for to have. So all these suggestions, they do help. And, you know, I didn't know the DMV offered that test. The suggestion of driving around with a loved one or following a loved one are great ideas, and you can get a better understanding. And what do you think of potentially testing drivers more often when they go to renew their license at any age? When you go to renew your license, why not retake a test? Why just the one test? What do you think about that? Talking about the difficult decision to take those keys away. A lot of good stories, obviously difficult. I know it's difficult to live through, and obviously it's difficult to call in and share with the audience. But I really think everyone that did, you contributed to helping someone down the road and sharing that experience. Again, that worked for you. And what to look out for, how to approach it, right? It's never going to be easy. But if you can make it a little easier, I think people obviously thankful for that. And again, I would be interested to know what you think of having to test every 5 or 10 years, right? No matter what your age is. If there was a system to retest for you to renew your license, 803-0930. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, you guys are sharing your stories there as well. Says, hey, Joe, there is a form that you can receive from the DMV that reviews a person's driving record. I believe it's DMV 107. It lets DMV handle it much more easily. Also, my mom couldn't drive anymore. Was the hardest thing to tell her. I think I took it harder than she did. I feel like I took her freedom. My dad always drove everywhere. He passed 2 years ago. Now I drive her everywhere she needs to go. That story coming from Jill on the text board. Another texter says, took my mother to the eye doctor and they diagnosed her as legally blind. Keys taken away right then. She had been driving, not being able to see for who knows how long. Also, difficult for that, right? I mean, it's a difficult conversation to have. And then if you go too far, right, if you wait too long to have that conversation, we've heard of the situations. Our last caller, where her father was in Pennsylvania, lost, and then another time got in an accident outside of Syracuse. Luckily, no one was hurt. But you don't want it to go that far. You want to make sure you take those keys away before any kind of harm can be done. But again, the person on the Facebook page put it perfectly. It's a slippery slope. And again, not easy for anyone, and not easy for either of the individuals in the conversation. Let's go to Peggy in Buffalo. Peggy, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, Peggy.
Hi, I just wanted to share this bit of information. My mother went to a specialist, a gerontologist specialist, and she thought she was losing it a bit. And the doctor told her just to keep in mind that forgetfulness is you forget where you put your shoes, but dementia is you forget what shoes are for.
Oh, very, very well put, Peggy.
And that might bring somebody some comfort explaining it to an elderly parent, okay?
Definitely, Peggy. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Peggy in Buffalo. Opening a line for you at 803-0930. Texter says, I really do think testing across the board is important because there's definitely younger folks that shouldn't be driving, plus accounts for the older folks who may not have kids or people in their lives that would notice. And I agree with the texter. You know, that's why I'm not saying, oh, after a certain age, you should be tested again. Because I think there's plenty of people in the millennial category that really shouldn't be on the road, right? They're not good drivers. They're more of a danger to other drivers on the road. And I think all of us, me included, could use a touch-up on the rules of the road every now and then. That's why I'm not saying a certain age you should start testing again. I think anytime you renew your license, there should be some kind of test. And again, it might make it easier for those that are trying to do the right thing and take the keys away. Hey, this has been not an easy conversation, an awkward conversation, but I think a necessary one. And I appreciate to everyone that called and texted in. When we come back, we're going to talk about switching your job during the pandemic. More after this.